All right, we've got a video that we're going to show you. Many of you have probably seen it before. We don't claim to have done anything the first time or maybe even the best, but we do think this is a video that can really touch hearts. I love the way that this illustrates the major way how we are totally dependent on God, and that's for our salvation. You're going to see a neat picture here of this girl. Oh, that's right. Just so you'll know, the first one you're going to laugh. When I put these videos together, we had a different sequence. The first one's hilarious. The second one, we really want you to clue in on and really focus on, because it's a neat way of illustrating totally dependent on God.
It's going to make you laugh now. Ready?
Good afternoon. How's everyone doing? Hello, can you hear me? All right, I promise you that I will try to make this short and sweet because I know you are tired. But first, Bobby, come here for just a second. Are you going to turn the lights back on? What is that Greek word for dependence?
Patohos.
Say it again.
Patohos.
It sounds like one of the sounds you would make before you vomit. I like the word dependence. Yeah, there you go. Total dependence. Let's have a prayer and then fasten your seatbelts because we have some ground to cover. Father, you're a great and awesome, wonderful God. We love you so much. You are passionate about us, and I hope that we're the same about you. Lord, we're tired. We've been sitting around all day or working or whatever. Please do whatever you have to do except send a tornado to make us alert. We love you so much. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Lights. I hate talking in the dark because I can't see eyeballs. Oh, they'll come on. All right. If you have a Bible, open up to Hebrews chapter 11. If you didn't bring a Bible to the Tulsa workshop, repent. Keep your finger or your ribbon. And Hebrews chapter 11, we'll get there in a few minutes. Total dependence. Jason said, Craig, here's what I want you to do. What does a total dependent life look like? And guys, I have two words. I only know two ways that someone who is totally dependent on Jesus will look like. And here are the two words. If you live all out, 100% passionately for Jesus, when you are dependent on Him, here are the words. Your life will appear foolish. And your life, I wish I could come and say, hey guys, do you want to live all out for Jesus? Total 100% dependence? What will your life look like? You'll be a rose petal for Jesus. You'll smell good. And everybody will love you. You'll be the number one, top of the heap. It does not work that way. Oh, amen, old people. Amen, old people. If you live 100% for Jesus, your life will appear foolish. But listen to me, guys. Listen to me, young ladies. We need some people in the kingdom of God who are willing to risk everything and be fools for Jesus. And I'm begging you, Will you live that way? Amen or amen? Now, if you want to know what the total dependent life looks like, ask Noah. There he is, minding his own business, doing his own thing, when all of a sudden, somehow, somewhere, God says, Noah, yes, I have something for you to do. What is that? Guys, he did not have a copy of the Bible. He did not know the story. He did not know that God was about to tell him what he's about to hear. Noah, now listen to this. I am brokenhearted that I created men and women. They've all turned their back against me. And here is what I am going to do. I'm going to destroy the earth and everything that has breath and life in it. I will end. And Noah said, woohoo! Or Noah said, I know what I must do because I have read Genesis 6, 7, and 8 in advance of this meeting with you, Almighty God, so it's okay. What did Noah, what do you mean you're going to destroy everything? Rain will fall, waters will rise, and people will die. But here's what I want you to do. I want you to build a boat. What's that? And they go through the whole thing. This long, this wide, this tall. And I want you to get all these animals and get on there. Ladies and gentlemen, I ask you, while Noah was building the ark, how did he look to the world? He looked cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo. How did Noah look to his neighbors? Here's a man, Lord, can't you do anything else? How did Noah tell his sons and their wives, hey, you know what? God's going to destroy the whole world with something we've never heard of before called rain. Waters will rise, floods will come, people will die. We need to build a boat. How did they look to the world, guys? Foolish. When the people saw them building the ark, did they go, hey, we think that looks cool. Can we help you? Hey, that's awesome, Noah. Oh, man, that whatever it is looks great. They look foolish. Guys, when we live for Jesus, our lives will appear to be foolish. I want you to listen to this. I love this verse. It's Matthew 24. You don't have to look there, but it says, Jesus is talking to us. And he says, for the coming of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah. Did you hear that? For as in those days which were before the flood, here's the world. Here's, hey, the politically correct. Here's the beautiful people. Here's Hollywood. Here's the entertainment industry. Here's the people that we want to look like. The cool ones. Let me tell you something, guys. I do not like looking stupid, although I do most of the time, I'm sure. I do not. How many of you like to be made fun of? Me, sign me up. How many of you like to stick out for bad things? How many of you like to be the butt of a joke? How many of you like to be known as a weirdo or a freak in a bad way? I don't want anyone to notice me. Here's the world in the days of Noah. Do whatever you want. Live however you want. Go wherever you want. God Shmod, we'll live our life the way we want to. And there's Noah. Keep nailing. That water is coming. And the neighbors, you look like an idiot. You look like a fool. Guys, listen, it is not always easy to follow Jesus. Amen? And this is what I love about Christianity. It is not for wimps. It is not for people that want just to... This takes people with courage and guts and fortitude. Amen? And I've said it once and I'll say it a million times. The only true rebels in the world are those who follow Jesus. Anyone can cuss. Anyone can be a jerk. Anyone can have sex. Anyone can do whatever they want. That's easy. But it takes someone that is listening to another voice or has a different passion in them to be different. Everyone and anyone can get a tattoo. Big deal. It takes no effort to be like the world. Right? What we're attempting to do, to live this dependent life, this is what I love about it. There's our opportunity to be different in the way that pleases Jesus. So here's the world, there's Noah. And here's what Jesus says about it. For the coming of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah. For as in those days which were before the flood, they were eating, they were drinking, they were marrying and giving in marriage. They're doing whatever they want until the day that Noah entered the ark. Party, party, party. The door shuts, the ark is sealed, the water begins to fall from the sky. Party's over, guys. This is not some cutesy little Bible story that happened a long time ago. This was real. And suddenly when that water began to lift that boat up, those people knew. They knew. I want to ask you a question. If you dare to live all out 100% for Jesus Christ, are you willing to look like a fool? That's what it takes. Noah's foolery saved his family. How many of you want to save your loved ones? How many of you want to be light in life in your families? We all do. What does it require? Well, I know what we'll do. We'll light candles and we'll get in a circle and we'll sing Kumbaya and be rose petals for Jesus. Kumbaya, y'all remember that one? That's like a golden oldie from the 70s. Y'all jazzed it up in the 90s, but... No! It takes hard work! Blood and sweat. And you have to be willing to let, what's your name?
Andy.
Andy, for people to say, you're an idiot. Why are you building this thing? Why are you doing this? Why do you make your church, your family go to church? Why do you throw money in a tin plate with a felt bottom every Sunday? That doesn't make sense. That's not how Bill Gates made his billions. But Andy, that's what it's going to take to save your family. Amen, old people. Do you want to save your families? You're going to have to be a fool for Jesus. Amen, church. Amen. What is the 100% sold out, dependent? What's that word? Paul's life look like? Ask Joshua. There they are on the threshold going into the promised land. Woohoo! This is exciting. Everything we've dreamed for. All our hopes are about to come true. Wow! Look, what's that? Whoop! The walls of Jericho. How big are they? Big enough for chariots to race around on the top. God has a little conversation with Joshua. Here's what we're going to do. And I would have loved to have been there. I would have been like, woohoo, this is going to be good because God is big and powerful and strong. Our God is so big, so strong and so mighty. That's what I'd be singing. What are you going to do, God? Tell us. Here's my plan, Joshua. All right, got it. Are you ready? Are you taking notes? Yes, I am. How are we going to conquer the promised land? All right, day one, you get the Ark of the Covenant, you get the priest with horns, you get the armed soldiers and the rest of the people, and you march around the city once. What? Okay. And then, oh, no, don't tell me, Lord. I know what's going to happen next. You're going to take on the form of a huge, gigantic foot, and you're going to thrust it from the window of heaven and crush Jericho. No. Okay, what? You go ahead. All right, day two, I want you to do the same thing. Okay, and then what? Oh, please, let me do that staff thing like Moses, you know. And, oh, it was so awesome when he did that. He said, I'll lift my stick up and you send a wind that blasts the walls in. Wouldn't that be cool? I think Moses had a lot of fun. That's not my lesson, but I think he did. Wouldn't that have been fun? Hey, you want to watch something, boys? Watch this. Dun, 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 dun. This would have been cool to see. But anyway, back to Joshua. Day three, I know what you're going to do, Lord. It's going to be, man, like Mount Sinai shaking and fire in the wall. No, you march on 4 and 5 and 6. Now, guys, what do you think the people in Jericho were saying? Do you think their military might, their leaders were going, wow, this is the most outrageous, awesome, fear-inspiring plan of battle we have ever seen? Do you think they were going, you know, grab the babies and run for the get? We're going down. And here's what I love. The Bible's a fun book. God told them, and then Joshua told the people, now listen, for the 6 days you do that, no one say a word. Now I ask you, how would you feel to be an Israelite with your lips sealed, marching around this big city? You got God in a box and trumpets, that's it. The Ark of the Covenant. That's it! Do you think the warriors in Jericho were going, good night, Gertrude, we're going to die! No way! They looked down at those people and said, they look like idiots! They look like fools. Day 7. And, you know, the Bible is very dramatic. And God's like, Joshua, here's what I want you to do. Here's a plan. When you execute it, day 7 comes along, the walls will fall flat. Day 7, they march around once. They march around twice, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times. And then Josh says, all right, this is it. Blow the trumpet! Dun-ta-da! Dun-ta-da! That was a little different for the people in Jericho. Woo! Some music! And then at that cue, they're supposed to start screaming. So here they go. You know, they march around, the God in the box, the priest, the trumpets. And then, dun-ta-da! Dun-ta-da! Woo! We're going to win! What next? Don't you wish you could be there? And I hope that when we get to heaven, there will be some kind of like thing that takes us back in time and we can be interjected in these stories just for the fun, like being on the Star Trek, you know. We'll have our own little room there. I want to go watch those walls come down with those people on them going, ha! You stupid! That's not a battle plan! At least throw some rocks at us! We gotta earn our money here! Listen, Joshua's foolery, his foolishness, brought the walls that barred them from entry to the promised land come down. Did you hear me? It's not some great battle plan they had. It wasn't that they had catapults. They did what God said, and in the eyes of the world, it looked silly. I want to say that some of you, God has some, He has a promised land for you. If you want to reach that promised land, you know what you're going to have to do, Andy? You know what you're going to have to do? You're going to have to believe in Him. Amen? This is what the sold out life is. This is 100% dependence. Whatever He says, I do. 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 Here's what I want you to do. Build a boat. I will do that. Here's what I want you to do. March around the city. I will do that. What is a total 100%? What's that word? Life look like. I like that guy. Ask Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. There's the big golden image, and there's the king. And he said, when my band plays, here's what I want everyone to do. I want everyone to fall down and worship the golden image that I have set up. And guys, I'm going to be honest with you. I am very easily intimidated. And my thinking probably would have been, you know what? What I'm going to do when that band plays, I'm going to fall down so that I preserve my life so that I can teach them later. How can I teach people if I'm dead? Well, you know what I'm going to do? I don't want to stick out. I want to be politically correct. I don't want my views on something to make someone else uncomfortable. So whatever the king says, whatever the law is, we'll do. So here goes the band. And I don't know how it sounded, but when it played, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't fall. There were some leaders there, and they went to King Nebi, and they said, here, king, we got some news for you. Now, we don't want to name any names, namely Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, but they did not fall at your order, at your law, at your command when the band played. King Nebi said, you know what? I appreciate people that do what they want to do, that march to the sound or the beat of a different drummer. You bring them on in here, and I'm going to give them a trophy. You know what the Bible says, guys? It says he became enraged. What does that mean? What does it mean? I am the King of Kings of the world, the great and mighty King Nebuchadnezzar, and these people have not obeyed me. Oh my, I am angry. What do you think he did? No one defies the king. Bring him to me. Bring him to me now. I would wet my pants, all right? You do not want to go to an egotistical maniac that you have made mad and expect good things. And so here they go. I'd be going, okay, Shadrach, here's your line. Here's what I want you to say. Everyone be calm and cool. We will get through this. And maybe if they had advisors walking along with them, they were saying, okay, do you really feel strongly about not bowing down to that thing? Because if you don't, this is what's going to happen. They came before King Nebi. He said, I'm going to give you one more chance. Now, guys, he was a friend of theirs. And he said, when this plays, fall. And it gives me chill bumps, no matter how many times I hear this story. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego looked that king in the eye who had the power of their life in his hands and said, let you know, O king, and all these people, we will not worship your gods or bow down to your statue. Guys, do you think that God gave them some kind of super duper Holy Spirit power? Do you think that suddenly they had that part of their life that makes us afraid cut out of them? Do you think that they were saying, hey, it's all right, you know, let's just sing Kumbaya and die? Ladies and gentlemen, it is not easy to die. It is not fun to be threatened, is it? No. We're not going to bow. I love, like I said, the Bible's a great book. You just see this king. Sorry, were you leaning on that? He's like this. I give you one more chance. And then he kind of leans back. So what's it going to be, boys? We will not. And you can read this in Daniel. It says his facial expression became altered towards them. I love that. It's like he's going, all right, what's your chant? He's like, oh, we're all, you know, come on, I'm trying to help you out here. Work with me. One more opportunity. And then he's like, all right, get that fire 7 times hotter. Guys, it was the world's first nuclear reactor. It was so hot that the valiant warriors that dumped Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into it died. And we know the end of the story. I see 4 men in there, loose and walking around, and one of them looks like an angel. Get them out! Listen. We are not going to change our schools. We are not going to change our families. We are not going to change our politics. We are not going to change our government. We are not going to be able to do anything about the great things that we think ought to be done until we listen to Jesus. Going along to get along doesn't always work. Amen? And when we have to say, whether it's in our schools or our government, we're not going to do that. You can't pray. You can't tell me what I can or cannot do. You can't do this. And it has some kind of influence on our spiritual life. Are we going to go along to get along? Or are we going to say, God, we're dependent on you and what you think and what you want? Those people that are go along to get along are a dime a dozen. I'm wondering if there are any here today sitting out there that will hear the voice of God as Noah did and as Daniel or Joshua did and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Finally, this. It's been a long day. They were tired. They didn't say, hey, we're in the Bible. We have no feelings. They're in a boat. The Bible says a great wind came contrary to them. Some of them are fishermen. They can't make headway in this storm. You know it's a bad storm, right? All of a sudden, now see this in your mind, really, truly happening. Disciples in it, row, 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 him, row, get to the other side. I'm tired. I want to go home. Jesus had stayed on the other side to say goodbye to the crowd. The boat is being pitched up and down in this lake. Have you ever been in a boat that's going up and down in the waves? There's nothing pretty about it. At least here. Up and down. They're wet. They're cold. They're tired. Lightning is flashing. It's a storm. Jesus, and to me, I love this. Guys, he walked on water. And sometimes I think 2,000 years later, we're like this. He walked on water. Blah, blah, blah. I've heard this story so many times. Who cares? Ladies and gentlemen, a man walked on water. And it wasn't a nice, flat, calm, tranquil sea. So what's he doing? Up and down, up and down, up and down. More like maybe climbing on water. I love Jesus. He would have ruled the X Games, all right? Watch this. He would have won all the medals. Peter and the apostles see them, and what do? Oh, it's Jesus. Blessed Jesus. We're so glad to see you. They begin to scream, "It's a ghost! It's a ghost!" Now, I think sometimes we're kind of silly, because if I thought there was a ghost out there, I wouldn't want it to know where I was, so I'd be like, boys, whatever you do, keep your mouth shut, your heads down, and keep rowing this boat. There's some kind of phantasm out there. It's like laying in bed and someone breaks in your house and going, psychotic killer, I'm in my bed! You just don't do that! And so the wind, lightning, there's Jesus! And here's Peter, and he goes, is it here? And he goes, and you were there, right? What are you going to say, Peter? What are you going to say? And he says, Jesus, if that's really you. And I'd be like, okay, make this a good one, Peter. Make this good. If that's really you, sprout wings and fly to us. That would be cool. Jesus, if that's really you, do that Moses thing and split this lake. I could think of a gazillion things I would say for him. Show me your driver's license. But not, if that's you, let me walk on water. Foolish. Absolutely foolish. And I love Jesus. Don't you know he had that fun? Being the Savior had hard, but it had some fun parts. Walking on water, give me a break. Jesus must have been, woo, you know, he's going, yes, it's me, it's Jesus, woo, yeah. And then they're like, hey, if it's really you, then let me come to you. Okay, you'll like it. And there's Peter, you know, and he doesn't just go, I am a Bible character in the boat. Yes, you may walk on the water, my fair child. I am now on water. Look at me. Woo! He's not like that at all. What's the boat doing? What are the apostles doing? Don't get out, Peter! Don't get out! And here's Peter putting one leg out. And what do when you go swimming? You always test it. And how do you test it? 1 foot, a toe down. Do you think Peter just jumped out of the boat? I think he went like this. Put 1 foot in front of the other. You know that Christmas show? And soon you'll be walking on the lake. He's like, whoa! Ah! Whoa! What? It's working. All right, the other leg. And maybe both hands on the boat, and he's like, whoosh, whoosh, I'm not dying. Woo! Come on, Peter, come on. He still would do this. And he has, whoa! Now, he's sopping wet, water splashing everywhere, and another one, woo! Then, as we know, he's like, my heavenly days, I am walking on water, whoa! Down he went. And he says, Jesus, save me. And Jesus said, whoa, forget it. You're a reject, a failure. You couldn't do it. Let me tell you, to the other apostles, Jesus or Peter looked pretty foolish. maybe silly. What? Are you trying to be like Jesus? Yes. 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 Guys, if you want to live the kind of life that pleases Jesus, hear His voice. Amen, old people. And I'm going to tell you something that you will not like to hear. Guys, gals, all of us, we have got to be reading our Bibles so that we know what God is saying to us. And when I ask you, are you in that book? Are you in those words? Are you looking at them and reading them? We can come to these all day long and sing Kumbaya and shout and scream and hoot and holler about how much we love Jesus. But to be a fool for Him, you have to do what He says. And in order for you to know what He is telling you, you got to be in that book reading it. There is no substitute in all of the kingdom of God for reading your Bibles for yourselves. Read it. I want to read one last verse and then I will shut up. Amen.
Amen.
I love this. Bobby, this is the end result of somebody who lives a dependent life. It's not being recognized on the stage for being unique. It's not pretty. It's not comfortable. It's gory. It's messy. And it's foolish. Listen to these words. In Hebrews chapter 11, the writer says this. What more shall I say? For time will fail me if I tell you of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who by faith conquered kingdoms, performed acts of righteousness, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, from weakness were made strong, became mighty in war, put armies to flight. Women received back their dead by resurrection, and others were tortured, not accepting their release. Nothing pretty about it. In order that they might obtain a better resurrection. Here we go, guys. Others experienced mocking, scourgings, yes, chains, and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were tempted, they were put to death with the sword. They went about in sheepskins, goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and ill-treated. This is the end result. But then here is this most beautiful, classic word that thunders down from heaven. And here is what God says about people who said, I hear Him and I will do it. Listen to this. This is God's love song for these people. Men and women of whom the world was not worthy. Isn't that cool? I cannot think of a greater blessing in my life than for Jesus Christ to look me in the eye and say, Craig, this world was not worthy of you. Can you? I'm not a preacher. I deliver drugs, legal drugs. Monday through Friday, I'm a civilian. There's nothing great or special about me. No one will ever know me. I want Jesus to say of me, the world was not worthy of you. Do you want Him to say that about you What's that word? That's what it'll take. Father, bless these young people and the whole ones too. And let your Spirit shine on us. Give us the power and the courage to save our families through foolishness, tear down walls by foolishness, change governments by foolishness, and to be like Jesus by just simply trusting and obeying. In your name we pray, Jesus. Amen.